Show and Democratic Alliance Member of Parliament Diane Kola-Barnard says it's about time State Security Minister Ayanda Dlodlo appeared before Parliament's Portfolio Committee to explain the latest theft from her offices. More than 100,000 rands gone missing from a safe at the offices. Can you believe it? People stealing from under the nose of state security. How's it even possible? The Hawks, which is even worse, think it may have been an inside job. Now, I asked Diane Kola-Barnard a little earlier on what was to be gleaned from a briefing with the Minister if it happened.
Well, I think she has a lot to answer for. I am horrified that this building that is considered to be one of the most secure in the country has now been looted once again. I'm sure you recall the 17 million rand people strolled in, unlocked the safe, strolled out with 17 million.
Yes.
And now it seems it's happened again. And, you know, in a very handy way, the security guard was missing. And obviously people knew what buttons to push and how to open the multi-million rand safe, and off they strolled again. Now, they're not telling us how much money at this stage, but a lot of money and very high-powered documents, which now are in who knows whose hands.
Do you have any idea the nature of the documents that may have gone missing?
No, the Hawks are investigating. They're playing their cards very close to their chest. But if documents are in a safe, it tells me they are either, well, quite probably evidence in relation to, for example, it could be a drug syndicate, it could be anything, it could be a politician, it could be anyone who's been investigated by them, and now the documentation is gone. It could have been evidence, which is very difficult to replicate. You know, you can't. You either have originals or you don't. So I don't know what it is. It's you know, this committee is run in such a way that everything is secret from everyone. And I don't believe it's the right way to run a committee. They seem to be run by staff who tell them what they may and may not do on the committee. And it makes it very difficult. But I do think the minister has to come and answer. There was no sign of her even thinking of visiting this committee for about the next 7 months. So she must come now and she must answer to how this could possibly happen when they spent a fortune upgrading the security and security procedures after the last break-in.
Let me say the last break-in
that was reported. I'm not saying there weren't other break-ins that perhaps have been kept from us.
You know, it's an interesting point you make, because do you know as a committee what level of security exists there now? What sort of facilities are there? Are there cameras available? Presumably, anything that they've installed could help to track down the criminals in this case.
Well, first and foremost, I'm sworn not to speak out of the committee and any information. This has not yet come to the committee, hence I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. But it's widely reported that they even stole on this occasion the CCTV cameras. So there's no evidence at all of who was there, who strolled in, who unlocked the safe, and who took everything in it in the umpteen hours that the security guard was missing. It was only when they came into work the next day they found everything gone. So we've not yet discussed it, but the fact of the matter is that this department spent a great deal of money, according to reports in the media and elsewhere, beefing up their security, and it has failed miserably. Now, if they can't keep their offices safe, what sort of confidence can we have in the citizens of the country that they'll keep us safe?
The Hawks are, of course, suggesting it was likely an inside job. Now, that is a particularly disturbing possibility, is it not?
I think it has to be an inside job. I don't think anyone could just stroll into this building. You know, there are codes and fingerprints and all sorts of things, I'm sure, to get you into a building with this sort of security. And and also to know the codes to get into the safe. You can't really. It has to have been an inside job. That's my thought. I mean, the last time they arrested a number of people, and I think four of them were seen to be employees.
Diane, just a last question about the overhauling of this department, because we know that we've had an entire inquiry into this, and an inquiry that came back on Sydney Mufamani's watch with a whole lot of information as to what the recommendations are to overhaul this department. Do you know if anything has been done to actually start implementing some of these recommendations within the department?
Well, look, this was the high-level review panel on State Security Agency, and it was excoriating. I mean, the department was used for political ends, was to be used to protect Jacob Zuma. One particular person set up an entire unit which stopped 800 cases being investigated by the people working there. They didn't even know about them. So they stopped anything that could have derailed the Zuma machine. And so this has all been revealed in the high-level review. It's freely available on the internet. But there is, and according also to this review, a disproportionate application of secrecy. And it stifled effective accountability completely. I mean, I sometimes feel this committee is supposed to work with its hands tied behind its back. No phones are allowed, no laptops are allowed. You can't take notes out. You have to take them and try and memorize them and go out and put together a budget speech. It's just absurd for a crew that all have top security clearance. We've all been through the vetting, and yet the staff treat us as though we're enemies of the state. It's quite the most bizarre situation, and the result is, in the previous five-year term, they looted 1 billion rand through state security. So they're going to try and stop us from ever finding out how it was done so they can continue doing exactly that.
It was Diane Kola-Barnard, DA MP, speaking to me earlier on.